August 15th, we are back. Yesterday, Ned gave us a tip, and he has part two of that tip today for the show, Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. That's Ned, of course. I'm Arielle. And for those who came back for part two, strap in. For those who are new here, you might want to listen to yesterday's episode so that you totally understand Ned's vision here. Ned, go ahead.
They technically could have been in any order, so you can listen to today, then go back. Yesterday, we talked about how you need to thread stuff when texting. Today's tip is stop sending one massive email. Split them up into multiple topics, especially if there's many people on the thread and there's a lot of decisions to be made. Have one email per topic. Yes, it means there's a couple more emails in your inbox, but it makes the decision tree and the thought process much easier to track, and also the email much easier to go through and quickly archive. So create an email to Ariel that's next week's tips, and then the next one is check out this bird I saw. Don't put them in the same topic. The more topics you have in an email, the more likely it is something gets missed. Make an email thread per topic.
That's true. And there's a meme on the internet. I'm going to generalize things, but there's a lot of women who make memes on the internet that's like, unfortunately, I asked him two questions, so I'm only going to get an answer to the second one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's super true.
So look, we can prevent against that. You too can prevent against
wildfires. You too, only you can prevent forest fires, which is don't give me six questions in an email because I'll probably answer five.
Ned, would you like to close us out for today? I feel like I always close us out. You go.
Well, look, guys.
Make it clever.
You can tell we like things quick and snappy here on Daily Tips because every episode is under 2 minutes long and we have over like 190 of them by now. So
Wow. Go
on back, throw us on, learn some tips. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.